Thank you, Colin Badger. Until very recently, this talk was advertised simply as a Dharma talk, mainly because originally I didn't have much of an idea of what I was going to say. And in a way, having been working on it this last week, it's ended up as a bit of a promotion for the retreat I'm leading at Butterfield in May. And I think this is because, you know, analysing myself a little bit, I think this is because ever since my recent solitary retreat, I've been so desperate for communication of any kind that I'll do almost anything to get some attention. And for getting attention, what's especially good about Butterfield is that the numbers are virtually unlimited. I mean, you can always put up a few more tents in any one space. You can always fit in a few more tents. So if the retreat attracts 100 or more, I'm sure we could manage it. And I think that would be great, you know, 100 or two men, women. I don't know about angels, but last time I led something at Butterfield, one of the most committed retreatants on that retreat was a dog called Brian. And I don't know if Butterfield usually allow pets, especially not dogs, but Brian was given a place on this retreat because of the depth of his meditation practice. I know it's not easy to assess these things from the outside. Not in anyone at all. But Brian really was an exceptionally relaxed and peaceful person. And he really would sit hour after hour in the shrine tent with all of us, just quite still, radiating what appeared at least to be metta and wisdom. And anyway, I emailed Brian this week, so I hope that he's going to be able to attend this coming retreat. And as you'll have gathered from what I've said so far, Brian, in fact, Butterfield itself, represents something very, very serious, something very profound even, because he represents nature, the natural life, lived in the open air, on solid ground, by flowing waters, in the sun and in the rain as well, and under open skies. It represents the way the Buddha, Shakyamuni, lived for most of his life. In fact, the Buddha, as probably a lot of you know this, but the Buddha was born under a tree, he gained enlightenment under a tree. And he passed away under a tree. I don't know about you, but I really like trees. And as soon as I connected up with the Butterfield community a few years ago, I realized that I want to live like that myself. And a little bit more recently, when I had that opportunity to take a long break from things and do a personal retreat, I suddenly realized, well, I can do it like that. I can do my retreat that way. Maybe in Britain it's not really advisable to live under a tree, especially at my age, but I could build a hut on a hill somewhere. So that's what I did. That's where I lived for 18 months, in fact. In fact, I still spend most of my time in that hut. I like so much living right in the midst of nature. Well, I think it's reasonable to ask why. What is in fact the advantage of living so close to the elements? After all, the elements of earth, water, fire and air are not necessarily so pleasant to live with. They're fine to look at. You know, it's lovely to drive through the mountains, or we take a train to the seaside, or watch a documentary about wildlife. But why live in it? In real life, the earth, I can tell you, the earth is stony, hard, or muddy and dirty. Water, as you know, it's wet, it's damp. And in this country, it's cold. Why forsake one's carpets, hot running water, bathroom, and mains electricity? Why go somewhere with just an earth toilet where water has to be carried in buckets and where the fire keeps going out. Well, if you've ever been away in the country or down by the sea or up in the mountains, you know why. I mean, nearly everyone these days lives in a highly artificial environment. There's a sense of well-being and beauty simply being where things are not man-made. Where at night you can look up and you just see the moon and the stars, and instead of a ghastly electric glare. That's why. It seems to me that contact with nature in itself nourishes some kind of human need. I wonder if that's true, though.